Good morning, Jake Paulers. How's it going today? My name is Sam Somos, and you're listening to Underground Underdogs, where we like to explore the underdogs of the underground music scene. Yep, it's exactly what it sounds like. So last week, we started a live listen-through of Little Peep's Come Over When You're Sober Part 2, and we got a couple songs in before the audio quality started to decline, so we are gonna finish listening to that and doing a live listen through, hearing what I have to say. Honestly, I think we are six songs deep. First five songs have all been, I want to say, like, have lived up to the, you know, the Lil Peep name they've delivered lyrically, but also in, you know, setting the atmosphere, how they sound, how they come across style-wise, all done very well. And I think, you know, these tracks might have been mixed and mastered while he was alive, which, you know, in and of itself is impressive. Creating a song is a journey, and it's hard to do, and it's impressive when it can come out sounding as good as, you know, songs nowadays do. But, you know, if these were just samples that Lil Peep had that Smoke a Sack, who was the producer of this album, used to assemble, like if they were older samples that hadn't been mixed and mastered, or, you know, or haven't, you know, been played over a beat before or something like that, then that's even more talent, you know, that's being poured into to this album. Again, you know, if you're looking to find Lil Peep's music, if you like what you've heard or are going to hear today, you can check him out on all your major music outlets, you know, whether that be SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, all the good stuff. And, you know, just before I begin, I do want to talk about the unfortunate fact that he did overdose on drugs, which is definitely unfortunate to have, you know, someone so talented lose a really personal battle like that. But if you're listening and, you know, if you know someone, you know, who's struggling with something like this, you know, just reach out and talk to them. It really hurts when, you know, someone you love and appreciate is no longer in your life. And it sucks even more if that person passes away, especially from something that could have been prevented. So now that this super happy, fun talk is over, we're going to get back into the music. I'm pretty sure the last track we listened to was track number 5, which was Leanin'. Up next, we're going to go ahead and fire up 16 lines. And then after that, I'm going to play Life is Beautiful. We'll get two tracks back to back going here. And yeah, without further ado, if you're listening out there, feel free to, send me a message, say hello. But if you're listening, turn it up, sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, so I know that I said I was going to play Life is Beautiful afterwards, but I just got reminded of a Lil Peep remix that is one of my favorites, actually. So before we continue, this is of a song that's already been released, so it's not like we're messing up the order of new songs here. I'm going to play it for you. It's called We Think Too Much. If you know it, it's a good one. But yeah, no, this one is actually slowed a little bit. I got it off of YouTube, and it's cool. So here you go. Yo, what's up? It is your boy back again. There is a whole lot of feedback going on from these songs. I don't know if it's just because the bass is boosted, or perhaps, you know, there's an issue with our soundboard or something processing all those lows, but I have realized that my voice is coming out, you know, almost like you can't even understand it. And that slow Lil Peep song I just tried to play came out even worse. So we're going to change the vibe a little bit here. And, you know, we're going to go back. We're going to play some classic Puya, you know, who is the underground underdog himself. And you know what? We're just going to have a curated conversation about, you know, the state of underground music and rap today. If anyone has any artists or groups that they'd like to bring to my attention that you know, not many people know or are local, that would be awesome, because I'm always looking for, you know, new suggestions and things like that, especially if they're local. I always think it's cool if, you know, you can use your platform to promote local bands and stuff like that. So I would encourage all y'all to do that. If, you know, if you have any suggestions or think that, send them my way, or even just like a couple songs, or even if it's just one, like something like that would be sweet. So I'm just going to try switching over to Spotify here to see if that changes and fixes all our problems, because there's a big chance that it's actually just the music player we're using that is messing with the audio. So we're just going to do a little play test here. This song is called Life is Beautiful. It is track number 7 off of Come Over When You're Sober Part 2. If you're listening out there, and I know you are, I just want to say hello. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, we'll see how this goes. Alrighty, so, you know, I'm actually going to bring up a copy of the lyrics on that one. Just because, you know, obviously as I'm listening, you pick up on different things. Sorry, I'm just reading. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say is, as thought, his lyric work is very, very, you know, one could call it edgy or emo or something, but like, some of the stuff is wild, man. Like, he talks about dying and things like that, which is fair, because, you know, a lot of artists do that, but I mean, like, he's almost foreshadowing at this point, you know, talking about, you know, what it's like to move on, or, you know, to find out that you're, you know, you have a terminal illness or something. I think that's kind of wild. But, you know, a songwriter is talented when he can make you, you know, feel things without actually having to perform the lyrics. So there you go. I don't know if I want to play the rest of the album. There are 4 tracks left, so we might as well try and get through them. I think we got the time. So that was track number 7, Life is Beautiful. Up next we have Hate Me, which is track number 8. The sound quality was a little bit better on that one, so I'm hoping that this one is the same as well. So without further ado, this is track number 8, Hate Me by Lil Peep. Alrighty, so we're gonna change the vibe a little bit. You know, I had a lot of assignments due last week, and so, you know, you learn the importance of learning to kind of just, you know, relax a little bit, take it easy. So I'm gonna change the vibe a little bit to play some more low-key songs, actually, that most people won't know, but these are some good songs that I would say are nice for relaxing, and, you know, till we get the audio fixed, they won't destroy the sound systems of the viewers. So, up first, we're going to play Bring Me the Horizon. Obviously not what you think it's going to be, but this is off their Pray for Plagues album, and if, you know, you're a Bring Me the Horizon fan, you know that. Sorry, let me re-preference that. If you're a real Bring Me the Horizon fan, you'll know that from their dark old days, this was their signature sound, but this is very different. There's actually no vocals at all in this one. It's all acoustic. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're trying to relax, turn it up, have a good time, and enjoy. What is going on, my dude? So, I think I have found the solution to our problem. Thank you for taking a second to listen to that incredibly rough-sounding chill experience with me. I think I figured out what the issue is. I'm gonna go ahead and play this bass and bumpin' Puya song, and we'll see if the audio is any better. Hopefully it is. But if you're out there and you're listening, this is Puya, Death by Dishonor, produced by Mikey the Magician. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Mikey the Magician's stuff, he works a lot with Great 5-9 Records in terms of Suicide Boys and Ramirez. Puya's there too. He does a lot of collaborations with Puya, actually. No, he's just a very talented guy. So, you know, if you're interested at all at production or production value, I would say, you know, Mikey the Magician is a good person to look at for, you know, seeing how he does it, because he's very talented. Anyways, without further ado, we're going to try and give this a little playthrough test here. This is Puya, Death by Dishonor. We're going to fix the sound quality for you guys, so when you turn this up, it's going to sound good. Enjoy. Alrighty, so we actually seem to have figured out what was going on. I know the beginning of that song was a little rough, but as it continued, we managed to fix that a little bit. So I feel a little bit better playing music that has bass in it now, that it won't, you know, absolutely destroy, you know, whatever sound system you're listening on. And, you know, also a very important thing, it won't sound absolutely terrible when you're listening to it. So just sticking with the kind of underground underdog thing. If any of you guys actually know who Rich Brian is, he used to go by Rich Chiga, actually, but he changed his name to Rich Brian because, you know, Brian is his. But if you know him, or if you know Rich Chiga at all, you know the song That Stick. But he actually did a fun little remix of the song with Puya. And it's pretty fire, actually, so I'm gonna play it for you guys. If you are at home and you're listening, I'm pretty sure the audio is fixed, so if you want to go ahead and listen to this bad boy loud, you go right ahead and do that. But if it doesn't sound okay, we're gonna get the audio fixed for you ASAP. So yeah, this is Dat Stick featuring Ghostface Killa from Wu-Tang Clan and Puya by Rich Brian. Okay, before you try and catch me with another Death by Dishonor playthrough, we're gonna change it up a little bit. So this one is from my boy Subi from back home in Guelph. He just sent me this song. So I hope y'all are ready. This is from a band called Honors. Now this used to be Down with Webster, if you remember that band. Yeah, I know. A little old for some of you, but I'm pretty sure most of you know who they are. You know, they did Rich Girl and stuff like that. They actually played at Laurier, like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. But I have no idea what to expect from this. I have never listened to it, but shout out to my boy Subi for sending it to me. And without further ado, let's get down to it and see what the song has to offer. Keep on holding on, but spinach around. Old spy looking like a ghost town. Well, first thing I gotta say in terms of, you know, thinking about that from these guys used to be down with Webster, I'd say that's a big musical pivot there, going more for you know, an ambiance kind of feeling, setting a meter vibe. No, that was really cool, actually. I was not expecting that, especially out of the same guys. But, I mean, you know, if you're a musician, you're going to play different kinds of music, you know, change it up a little bit. So I am very, very happy to say that the audio is mostly fixed now. Thank goodness. So we can actually go through and do our or continue our little peep playlist without the bass sounding like it's gonna explode out of your phones. Yeah. So without further ado, we're gonna hop back on that little peep train. And I think we are, yeah, track number 8. Number 9, actually. So number 8 was Hate Me. Honestly, I'd say I like that one the most out of all that we've listened to today, but we haven't even gone through the rest of the album, so... Number 9 is IGAF, which stands for I Don't Give a Fudge, obviously. And then after that, I'm going to play number 10, which is called White Girl, and then we'll move on to number 11 in the bonus tracks. But if you're out there, now that the sound quality is not the equivalent of a potato going through a dishwasher, feel free to listen at whatever volume you'd like, and enjoy. Call me on my phone. All right, so I just want to give a huge shout out to the audio for working. That was really nice of it, you know, to decide to work in my favor for once instead of trying to ruin my show for the past thing for the past show and a half. Anyways, we're on our last track of the album. There are two bonus tracks, but it's his song with XXXTentacion and his song with I Love McConan. Both a remix of Sunlight on Your Skin. The one with X is called Falling Down. I'm sure most of you have heard it, so I'm going to go ahead and skip those bonus tracks. But if you're interested, as always, the tracks are available on all major listening platforms. But yeah, no, I have decided to make my plan for next week. To make up for all the time that I've spent fiddling around with things, I'm just going to... build a playlist of some songs that are from a variety of underground rappers. Mostly there might be some alternative rock or pop punk in there, but I'm going to try and find some cool local artists and some lesser known ones, probably off of Bandcamp or SoundCloud, and I'm going to put them all together in a playlist, and we're going to rock out next week, and yeah, we're going to have a good time. But without further ado, this is the last song on the album, track number 11. It's called Fingers. After this, I am going to be saying goodbye. So thank you to all those who listened today and bared with me through all the audio stuff. I'm glad that we got it figured out. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Can't wait to hang out with y'all again. And as always, if you like the music that you heard today, go out and support the artist. Cheers, guys, and I'll see you next week.